Welcome to the Arts Page. On today's program, Kingstown. Did you know that Jamaica has a thriving film and animation industry? Several hardworking Jamaican animators are producing top-quality films, which have been creating waves on the local and international scene. The World Bank has taken notice, partnering with the Canadian High Commission and the government to stage Kingstown. The animation festival and competition will take place June 20 to 21 at the Mona Visitors Lodge, University of the West Indies. Arts Page spoke with World Bank representative Ivan Gonzalez about the upcoming competition.
What we want to do is untap and show that Jamaican talent, that we know it exists, that might not have a specific degree or specific certification, but it does have the talent, and that's what we want to show to these companies, that Jamaica has a lot of youth that do have a lot of potential and could really be employed and have a huge opportunity in this industry. We see this as a very interesting approach to providing opportunities to the youth.
Last year, the World Bank staged a similar competition with Digital Jam 2.0. That competition sought to encourage more youngsters towards careers in technology, especially the fast-paced world of app development. Mr. Gonzalez says the bank believes that after years of low growth, these non-traditional fields could positively impact the country's economic development. As a result, the bank partnered with a number of agencies to make Kingstown a success. Kingstown is aiming to raise awareness and interest in the animation industry.
We're working together with the government, Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Ministry of Youth and Culture, and then we're also working with the private sector, DBJ, JMBS, Flow, Lime, the Gleaner, institutions like UTEC, NCU, Edna Manley, high schools, primary and secondary schools, and then with the studios that already exist in Jamaica. So we're trying to make it as inclusive as possible.
The World Bank representative says essentially the bank is trying to change the mindset of young persons, showing them that there are a host of potential careers in the animation industry.
At schools, we were trying to do more than involve them in the competition, involve them in this industry, and let them know that this is happening, that there's a potential into this, and they can definitely leverage some of the qualities that Jamaicans have in terms of creativity, in terms of the English language, in terms of the proximity to the US or Canada, to the main markets. So all those things at the end, if we encourage them and introduce them into this since they're very little, probably when they grow older, they might be more interested in this.
And it's an exciting time for the industry. The University of Technology, UTEC, is to begin its bachelor's degree program in animation in the coming months. And one of our newest animation companies recently got a major deal with an industry giant.
We've seen in the last 15, 16 months how Disney France, for instance, has outsourced some important production to GSW, to Real Rock, a Jamaican studio. So we've seen how the market is changing and how there can be potential for the current students, and why not the future students from the primary and secondary schools.
Now that we know why Kingstown is so important, let's take a look at the competition itself.
The competition has four different categories. The first one is the best final animation product or advert. This one is open to the whole Caribbean. The second one is the best character, the best storyboard or script. And then the fourth one is the best experimental animation. So if you go to the Facebook page, you can download the competition rules, the registration form, and you can see what's the definition of each category, what are the things that are evaluated by the judges, and then also the Kingstown Facebook page, you can see the different prizes.
Ivan Gonzalez is from the Sustainable Development Unit of the World Bank in Washington and a consultant for Kingstown. The deadline for submissions is June 10, so be sure to visit the Kingstown Facebook page for details. And stay tuned to the GIS for more information on this exciting competition. That's it for this week's edition of The Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.